Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl. But it ain't just me this time. I got some assistants. Your favorite, you know, the favorite Rod, apparently. He's beloved by everybody. He has come to join me.
Oh, I'm not everybody's favorite. I'm everybody's most controversial.
Yeah.
Are y'all ready to get fucking sick in here? Where my sickos at?
Wow!
It's time to get canceled, okay? We don't do that PC cuck stuff on my side of the Last Week on Keith and the Girl.
I was moving from the studio, sending half the stuff to Henda's place, half the stuff to my place. So it took a minute to set up, so we couldn't be with you guys. And we thought, hey, how about we have you both on and do a little special. How you doing? So it's good to see you both. Thank you.
Well,
double dose.
We appreciate it. Okay, it's been a while since we've been together on the Last Week in Keith and the Girl. And
one of the few things we actually have arguments about, because like, who's the favorite? Who got the most? Like, got me being more active in the chat room and stuff. I was like, hey, what's happening here? I can't outdo me.
Mm-hmm.
I do see on the forums Rod definitely pushes it, but like, hey, who's the favorite host, right?
Yeah,
that sometimes you're like, motherfucker, you did this when I was sleeping.
But yeah. that's because he's a bad boy.
That's when you got a strike, when everybody's sleeping, the kiddies are in bed. It's time for bad boy Rod to get out there and get on the forums, you know. Now, Karen, you normally ask how everybody's week was.
Yes.
And I normally do a rhetorical question.
Mm-hmm.
So which would you, did you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. How was y'all week?
Oh, that's nice.
That's sweet.
It was my birthday week, so it was the most glorious. So, yeah, I mean, we went to the circus and then
hot dog vendors.
We did the same thing. We just ended everything with happy birthday.
Right.
But it was nice.
Between Gilmore Girls episodes and happy birthday. Thank
right.
you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The coin is always on your side.
Right. Over here, just setting up the studio. It's always again. And we've done it a few times over, you know, 15, 16 years. It's feeling good right now. Although the very last show we did at the very last minute before everything was saved, although I think everything's just fine, my computer crashed, a new computer. I don't know why yet, getting to the bottom of it, but there's always something. Isn't there? Am I wrong, folks?
Geez. I don't see how a new computer crashes. Anything?
But I, what's that?
Did you lose anything?
No, it doesn't look like it. So by now, when people are listening to this, they see if Monday's Keith and Girl episode is out. And assuming it is, everything's great. If it's not, everything's bad and I killed myself.
Well, I think on that note, it's a perfect time for the rhetorical question of the week, which is, mm-hmm. Oh, so that's how you want to do it? Because that's what it feels like when technology decides, like, fuck you. New computer. Yes. Guess what? Same problems.
Yes, because we've had our stuff shut down. I remember me and Roger, I don't know if we shared it on here before, but when me and Roger did our first show, very, very first show, we recorded like 4 or 5 times. We about gave up because we bought a computer. We had a computer. It went down. Went to Best Buy. Bought the computer home. The sound chip didn't work. Had to take it back. Get another computer. And it was like midnight, and we was like, we don't know if it's recording. And then we recorded, we looked at each other and was like, how the hell did you get this on iTunes? So we understand what it's like.
Our first episode sounds like it was recorded 4 times. Like it sounds like 4 people talked about the same, like we talked about the same shit 4 times in a row. Because it's just like, hey, y'all, I don't know if this is, anyone's going to hear this.
I don't know.
But
I guess.
On the off chance that you hear, welcome to the show, maybe.
We've had that where we lost a show, of course, more than once. But one time we had to, I believe we did this, Keith, correct me if I'm wrong. We lost a show. I believe Patrice was one of the guests and there was another one. And we were like, we can't fake this. So we are going to have to go into the show with, we lost the show. Here is what we talked about. And then if the person didn't say what they said before, it's like, Patrice, you said this before. It was very funny. I'm putting it here. It was such a
insert
good show.
Comment.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, you know what? We should do this every single time because you kind of go into like a quick version of it. You have to remember, you have to throw it out, and then you add on top of that. So it ended up being very fun. But, you know, I hesitated saying very fun and looking at Keith's face because
I don't want a flying over God to hear real quick. That was fun. We'll do it more. All right. No,
you definitely don't want that. One time we had to re-record with a live audience. We had a live audience and we didn't record. And so we redid the same jokes. And if you didn't get them, you just didn't get them.
Yeah, it was hilarious to us. But anyone who heard that second version was like, what the fuck is so funny?
It's almost like you have to be careful to not make it sound like you're describing a dream, because no matter who you are, you don't want to hear someone else's dream.
Well, yeah. I picture that time you guys did the show four times in a row, and it's like, so my mom died. It's like, yeah, I know.
real sad.
By the way, Karen, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Who passed away recently? Your mom? Your stepmom?
My mom, I think next month will actually be 1 year since she passed.
Okay.
And oh, look at that. Keith is going, oh, you're good? Really? Because I heard your mom died. So nice try, Karen. Okay.
Well, Karen knew to do self-help. I saw on Twitter ahead of time. She's like, I'm taking the day off just in case.
Yeah, because I think I will be fine. But particularly with COVID and everything going on, I've realized that I don't know what my mental state is. I'm probably going to wake up and be just fine. But you know what? I want to allow myself the ability to wake up and cry if I want to, or lay in bed if I want to, or be sad if I want to, or play video games. Because it's like with the COVID, it almost compounds. If everything was regular, I would probably wouldn't have taken it off and be like, okay, but I know I'm going to be here in the house. And then I thought about it. I was like, well, her sisters and brothers may start calling me, you know? So when you start having conversation with family members, I was like, I don't want to be in an emotional state and try to focus.
Like, love that. Happening. This is an example of how to be a human being. Yes, I may have an emotion. Fuck everything. Love it.
This is to fuck your feelings.
Yes. Right. Yes. It's like, you know what? You might need to be concerned, because the thing is about everybody's mental state, that it's kind of all over the place. It's like everybody's going through their own version of PTSD and nobody knows how to deal with it. It's like, okay, I go in, I can go outside, I can go in, I can go outside. We're shut down, we're open. So you never know where you're going to be. So I had to learn how to allow myself to feel whatever I'm feeling and know that it's okay and it's valid. I think some people don't allow themselves to feel those feelings and then they lash out at everybody. And yeah, so once let me I tell learned you that, I had to calm down.
Let me tell you a little secret. When you don't feel your feelings, you are trying to make us feel them. And that is annoying. And that's why nobody likes you. So if you have feelings, I don't have to have your feelings. And that's probably mostly why we want everybody to go to therapy. Because if you don't have your feelings, you are giving to them to me as a gift that I don't want. Where's the return to sender? Because don't fuck your feelings. I don't want to fuck them. Nobody wants to fuck your feelings. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe you don't know what to do with your feelings. You're thinking you stick your dick in it or something. I don't know.
Would you like to fuck them?
Be like, no, don't do that. And the thing about therapy is that you're actually paying somebody, which means once I tell you this, as long as I'm probably not committing a murder or a crime, it has to stay between us. So I can tell you this information and it's okay, because I know Roger started therapy, and what was hilarious was that I started kind of asking him questions, poking, going, well, how was it? What did she say?
Because, you know, it's impossible for her to do it herself. You know, she could never make the same phone call. It's just whatever I did, you know.
He got a vision board. I got a vision board. I'm just mimicking him.
Everyone should start therapy except me. I'm good. I got it going on over here.
She's got therapy by proxy. Right. She took the day off. That's like calling a therapist.
Right. Oh, you're going to the doctor? Here's a picture of my rash. You're there anyway.
Yeah. But doc, while I'm here.
How about this for a t-shirt? A t-shirt that says, make love to your feelings.
Yes.
Hug your feelings.
Touch your feelings.
We need a hug your feelings t-shirt. Yes.
How about finger fuck your feelings?
Yeah.
Really changes it up.
Finger blast your feelings.
Yes. Deep throat your feelings and then you'll be all right.
I deep throat your feelings.
You know what's interesting too is when we were talking about the episodes that you lost, we had an episode that we lost like over 1,000 episodes ago. Like
we don't know what
like it was like episode 43. So this year we didn't tell anyone in our audience, but when we did our live show, we just re-recorded that
because we had the show notes.
And we barely had the show notes. This is over a decade ago.
Yes, yeah, some of the articles
we were just like, think around this time, this is what was happening. So then we made it up as if it was happening now. We're like, oh, fucking Arizona getting rid of MLK Day. These sons of bitches. And you know, speaking of Arizona, I don't like that John McCain. Everyone thinks he's a maverick, but I think he's going to run for president one day and I'm not going to fuck with him. So
I was fucking it up. I was talking about the future. Roger had to tell me that didn't happen yet. You're right. That didn't happen yet.
Yeah. I can just picture it. Tell me I'm wrong. You know, it's funny. Not once did you guys throw in something where you could have looked bad later.
Yeah, we should have. Right? We should have.
Get ourselves canceled. Yes. Right.
You know what? I'm not okay with these trans people. I'm not all right with it. I hope I developed the understanding, but I don't think so today.
Right. I mean, I'll learn. I'm able to learn. But right now, not enough information is coming to me. And when my friend ordered a muffin this morning, it seemed queer.
Yes.
Moving on to movie news.
I would deserve a pat on the back for overcoming these opinions. But
yes, you'd be like, I am not woke. I am sleep.
That is
I don't know
me.
What this woke stuff is.
Oh, man. Well, speaking of emotions.
Yes.
We had episode 3,348. Good Anger with
Lewis Black.
Congratulations.
Yes.
There you go. All right.
Did you prompt her? Did you prompt her?
No. No. Okay. See, we didn't do any testing before. There's no flashcards over there.
I'm not cheating.
I was really hoping for like a Louis Bloke or something.
I would have got it wrong. Yeah.
That would have been real good.
Lawrence Blank.
And you know what's funny, Karen? When you go for the name, when you don't know it, the chances are of, like, I don't know. I feel like I want to give you some advice for when you actually meet people and you have to say this in person. You're not going to get it right, probably, right? The way you work, so don't take those seconds pause. You know, don't go and fuck it. I'm going for it.
I get nervous, y'all. That's me because me and Roger talked about it. I think I just get nervous.
Christian fun again, a boom. It's like, well, just don't even pause. Just go for it and just go. Oh, I think you just keep moving.
It's so funny. I like at this point, I guess it's just part of her personality. She's gonna fuck up your name. You know, I don't know what we're gonna do when you meet people in person, but it's always funny.
This is my life's dream, is for everybody else's name to get fucked up around me.
Yeah.
If I had a dream, yeah, 100%. You're my favorite person now. This is great. I'm calling everybody whatever I want because they get to do it to me all my life. This is it's like Christmas every day.
Yeah. Yes. And it's pure nerves because some of the names are so simple.
Right?
It's just like, Johann Smythe. It's like, that's John Smith. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows it's John Smith. You knew it was John Smith.
Yes. Why'd
you add the French twist to it, you know? But she just gets nervous.
Would you like to repeat the lesson, Karen? About a horse Washington. Well, George Washington, that's it? Well, that's pretty fucking simple. Anyway, who's the first president?
Meanwhile, if she didn't have to read it, she's like George Washington. Which is even crazier. You could go by memory and it would be anyway, I'm not gonna figure it out.
I'm just a weird person.
No, I did. When I first read The Catcher in the Rye, I had never heard of the
bread.
Name.
Delicious.
I had never heard of the name Phoebe. And I was like, I know I am not pronouncing, I was only pronouncing it in my head, but I'm like, what could this be? Phoebe? I'm like, this cannot be right, but I don't know how else to say this. Phoebe, Phoebe. And then totally different time. And I don't know where I was in class. They must have said Phoebe at some point. But in another time, there was another character somewhere else in a show or something. And somebody said the word Phoebe. And I go, God damn it. That must have been Phoebe. Since when is Phoebe a name? I don't, yeah. You know, it just didn't occur to me.
As a some reader, people are... Some people are reading it wrong in, you know, committing murders. And I was like, what is this name? What else did I miss?
As a reader, that was a thing that people would say is like, not knowing how to pronounce things a lot of times means you read it, that you didn't hear it. You know, so like, you all this time you've been thinking like, oh yeah, Prince of Persia or something. They're like, it's Prince, like, you're smart because you know what it is. But you're dumb because you never heard it. You know what I mean?
Damn, so, Rod, just stop when I'm smart. Ugh.
You know, it's like, it just means we're not cultured. And they don't let us into those circles. But yo, Lewis Black was such a great guest.
Yes, he was.
I love Lewis Black. He's one of the old white men.
Where are we taking this?
He's one of those old white men that really gets it. You know,
I really like him.
He's old. He's angry. But he's not to the point where I'm like, and now he's about to say something completely fucked up. Like, it's always like he, if anything, he has stories where they start to sound fucked up. And then when you ask details, you're like, that's not even that fucked up. Like, he's like, we're on a bus with these young girls and they're showing their titties. I'm like, what the fuck is Lewis Black into? He's like, oh, they're like 21, 23. I was like, I mean, well, Lewis, start with that. Because yeah. I was like, cancel. Oh, wait, never mind. Not cancel.
Never mind. Everybody is of age.
Yeah.
You know, I think every time we book someone who's over 40, maybe at this point 45 and up, you know, we have the Sorry You're 40 Club. It always makes me a little nervous because we're all, as comics, you know, criticizing and getting, you know, mad in whatever version. And then when they start going into, like you said, they're like, and here's what I don't like. And it's like, oh, Lord, please, please, please have learned something in the last decade. Oh, God, I really like you. I think I like you. I hope I like you. And then they go one way or another. And it's you know, it really happens. And when Lewis Black doesn't go to that direction, you're like, yeah.
Yo, he's the master of that. Like, yes, that's his whole thing. He has righteous white man anger. It's so rare that it's on your side.
Yes, he used it for his good. And I would like for his, whatever this thing is, where he gets mad and his blood pressure drops, put that in the pill. Because, you know, for a lot of people like me, if you eat a potato chip or eat too many potato chips, your blood pressure goes up. And he can, like, go on, like, a 10-minute rant, and then 3 seconds later, his blood pressure goes up.
I honestly just want him to call customer service for me. You know?
Yes.
Like, right. My fucking computer broke. Lewis? You want to get this one? Right. Like, you fucking idiots! I'm like, yes, get they ass.
Well, I'll tell you, there's something. You know what? Let me look up his age real quick. But there's I compare 72. Older people, 72. I compare older people to my dad when they have it together, and I'm like, there's no excuse. Even you know, Bob Barker. I'm watching him, and I'm like, I don't know that guy's philosophies or nothing, but like, why does he seem normal? My dad's insane.
Well, your dad, that's interesting because we've been calling your dad old forever, but he was our age when we started being like, this old fuck. We're still here.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. You know, I brought this up during Lewis's show, but talking to Patrick Carlin, he was in his 80s. And I'm like, why do you make sense? And my dad makes no sense. Now, I know it's because my dad's a chronic liar and it's all about ego and id, but... But there's no excuse. Right. Fuck off. Right. There's no excuse.
I remember people used to say that, like, yeah, what am I going to do? It's my grandma. I'm like, every grandmama not fucked up.
And no, they're not.
Like, some grandmamas are cooler than others. We've all met the cool grandma where you're like, that old lady was cool as shit. Like, so, yeah, she can learn, you know? And that's the other thing. You've been around longer than me. So you've seen the world change longer. You have more access to the world changing that I have. So you've been like, oh, you can't call him that anymore? You know that rule. I was not here for the other part of that rule. So you know that the world has been in a certain way. It's a choice. See, at some point, you choose to not want to get better.
Yeah, but also, they were more... We're talking about them because they're more conservative. And what's funny is the more conservative people, they start off with more rules. You have to drink your tea this way. You have to put your legs this way. So when I say you can't call me this thing, why is that blowing your mind? Yeah, you fucking, right. You were cool with all the rules. You have to stay home and bring his slippers. You have to go out and make money. Right. Okay, whatever you say. But I say we have to express ourselves this way instead of that. Well, what's going to happen? Now I'm going to be able to wear pants too? Yes, bitch. This is progress. Like, and then the people who go like, well, that's my grandma. That's, you know, old school. We are old school now. When do you expect yourself to become racist and just say I'm old? When do you expect to completely disrespect people to their faces with no merit because you're old? Yes, say whatever you want, but you've been wanting to say this and you've been saying this before you were old. And just because I always saw you as old because you're this amount older than me, no, it's over. I know what old feels like now, whatever I call old. I know what it feels like to be like, you're just like my mother. You know, like people say like, oh, I'm so young listening to the show that you have been, you know, some kind of motherly figure. And I'm like, okay, was I racist? Did I call you an asshole for eating an extra piece of fucking cake? When does that kick in? It doesn't. It's been in you, and now you put water on it and let it grow, and then what? It's the sunshine that's doing it. Fucking stick the sunshine up your ass.
Yep. If anything is that you didn't want to change. Like, if anything, it took more strength to be like, the whole fucking world changed, and I was like, go stay racist. I like it over here on the racist side.
No, these are also people that you don't swear in front of. That is part of your vernacular. Right. It's part of every sentence, every other sentence that you say. You will curb that behavior. You will curb that language in front of them. But they're allowed to say whatever language they want. You know what language restriction is. We're doing it right fucking now.
Right.
Don't act like you don't know this shit. You built this system.
Yep.
I'm done.
How far does it even go? Can you be like, your grandma's on my lawn burning a cross? Yeah, she's old. She's
a different time.
There's
no such thing as being racist.
The letter T used to be problematic. Now that's a thing.
Yes. What's happening now? You know your grandpa out there with the hoodie on and all white with some of his friends. You know, that's just how he is.
Those are his friends.
Those are his buddies.
They do that every Saturday. You know, it's crazy to me, too.
I just let him go.
Yeah, we play cards. They burn crosses. Everyone has a hobby or you're going to go nuts.
Right. I compare it, of course, to how I couldn't go to the Catholic Church anymore. It made me sick. One easy card is being anti-gay. And I'd have a brother, at least one, that would be like, well, you can still just go to church. It's not your thing. And I'm like, that's like going to a KKK meeting and somebody sees me and I go, no, I'm not into it. Right. My parents go.
I was forced to be here.
Like, I like to take a little bit of credit for planting that seed, man. I remember it was years ago when you were going to go home for some holiday. And I just said on the forums, like, well, if you just don't go? And you're like, no, you gotta go. And then I feel like that seed grew into fuck them. I don't gotta go.
It. Yeah.
It takes a long while to get there. Cause I know we're probably gonna get into some of him this stuff, but yeah, I wanna talk about some of the stuff I've been through. And it's one of those things where you have to grow and you have to learn and evolve. But one thing I wanna say, if Lewis Black was Keith's dad, would we have this great book?
Yeah, we wouldn't have any of this shit.
Right.
Probably wouldn't even have a show. He'd be all well adjusted and fucking not funny.
He'd be working normal ass jobs and shit.
Yeah, like, you can't go back and kill Hitler. Then what wouldn't we have? Oh my goodness.
We wouldn't have Lewis Black.
Would y'all rather have a universe where Keith grew up with a great dad?
Yes.
But didn't have Keith and a girl? And by y'all, I mean everyone but Keith. Would y'all rather not have Keith and the girl, but he'd
been working at the nursing home. Like, I mean, he'd have been like, you know what? I will go back for day number two.
I'm gonna talcum the hell out of these titties.
Yes. Oh, the puff ladies.
I don't know.
I pay like a teacher that's getting underpaid that pays for their school supplies. I find the good talcum powder on my own. Yes.
You pay the extra 25 cent.
He right. actually just feels them up. He's like, fuck it. This is what I do now. He's yeah. like, I will feel, I'll feel your titties.
Like putting an old show back in the, like a new show back in the past. They'd be like, there's something about this Johnson & Johnson's powder I don't want to use on you.
Yeah, I'm too woke for this.
You know, I'm sorry you had to go through that, Keith, but, you know, I like you as you are.
That's a good point, though. But Lewis does feel like he could be Keith's dad.
Doesn't he?
I wanted almost Lewis to be around for, like, an ad read, because I feel like he would have joined in. And be like, right. You stupid motherfuckers! You gotta get Best Fiends! Like, yes, he gets it.
I was gonna say, picture his Best Fiends thoughts.
Oh, my God.
He wants you to relax. Like a motherfucker.
He would come through your earphones and just strangle you to play Best Fiends.
He does those ET fingers and he presses it through your fucking camera on your phone. What's great about his I don't know, what do you call it, act?
Yeah.
Is that when he stutters or really forgets something or changes it to a different sentence, it doesn't seem like a fuck up.
Oh,
right? It's like, oh, it's pardon me. Okay, I fucked up. Doesn't matter. I don't acknowledge it. And I just moved the fuck on.
Because he's so mad he can't even fucking think straight.
Poor guy can't even think straight. It all leads to a punchline one way or another.
I love how the forums turned into a discussion on this episode of who's getting the vaccine and who's not going to take it.
My God,
and how many people need to take it.
Fucking Lewis Black was on. Hello. Oh my God.
This happens to us all the time where you get like you're like, yo, I can't believe we got this guest. Oh my God, everyone's going to be so excited. And then you're like, no comments. What the fuck? Wait, what are y'all talking about in the chat? What?
You know?
Who wants to hear about, you know, what Puff Daddy tweeted? We have the news person is here. We're talking about this.
I have definitely checked if the show actually went up because I'm like, oh, I can't wait till the comments for this one. Oh, my God. And it's like, you know, a guest that's been asked for a while and we've been going back and forth and their schedule finally lines up. And it's like, oh, everyone's going to cream their pants. It's going to be so fun. And it's like, I go to text Keith, like, did you put the show up or not? And then I'm like, let me not be one of those assholes. I actually go in the Keith and the Girl app and go, no, it's right there. Maybe I should click play. Maybe nothing happened. And then I'm like, no, the whole show is there.
You know, it happens to us. Some of our most comments and some of the highest rated shows is just me and Roderick talking about the most ridiculous
talking about nothing.
Shit. And you'd be like, yeah, we were on the show. And what did and they was like, Hemda talked about Xerxes, holy shit, how she can tell the difference between the two. And like that rolls off and you like, but we had Lewis Black. I don't understand how that was the topic in going on here.
Who fucking
There's
knows?
No rhyme or reason. There really is no rhyme or reason.
Well, the forum, but there's lots of comments about the vaccine. It wasn't like it was like the show was about taking the vaccine. And then the forums was like, this is about whether or not you take the vaccine and how many people we need to take it. And
I suppose I get why that, like, you know, Lewis said, hey, we're at the 20-yard line was his analogy. But, you know, this is right before Thanksgiving. Yeah, you're at the 20-yard line, but motherfucker, people are flying the ball back to the 0-yard line.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And we appreciate you letting us have that analogy. I know you wanted to jump in there on that one. Speaking of which, what was the poll for the episode?
Well, after all that, so I asked Lewis Black, you know, I hear on in your stand-up, I hear you on shows. Not too long ago, before us, he was on Mark Maron, and he said, hey, I don't believe in politicians, I believe in people. And it made me say, hey, all right, now that the election's over and the results are in, do you believe in people? And he's like, I don't fucking think so. And I'm like, all right, you keep growing, so that's good. Do you believe in people was the poll? Yes, no? 27% say yes. 73% say no.
Well, the yes people, they believe in people. They believe in people being assholes. So it's
okay. I'm like, yes, I do, and I know them well.
Yeah, it's like, oh, is that how your father's behaving? Yes, I believe he would have behaved that way because, yes, he behaved that way his whole life. So, yes, I know you. You're going to behave the way you do. Let me be ready for it.
I mean, no matter what side you're on politically, and it seems like everything's political, that's why I feel comfortable saying that, how do you believe in people? One side is anti fuck your feelings. The other side is anti be allowed to marry your couch. How don't you think the whole world's fucking upside down?
Yeah, it's also, I wonder if they're out doing those mental logistics of like, I believe people gonna do what people do, you know, that type of right. thing. Like, I believe people will always do what the people do. Like, no, do you believe these motherfuckers are good? Because the answer should be no. 100% of us should be like, nah, we're gonna always fuck it up. We've been fucking it up for a while.
I think these kind of polls even out, though. Like, you know, let's say, you know, you have a percent of the percent is getting it wrong, then the other percent is getting it wrong. That's why I'm comfortable with this. And I do believe that only 27% believe in the good of people.
Well, I believe that that's how COVID pods are being formed. It's like, oh, I believe in you. You're a good person. So I can come hang out.
Yeah, that's not scientific, but yep, that is what's happening.
What do you know? Were you a scientist?
Yes.
Okay.
First of all, I was on the forums. I made 37 comments about the vaccine. So I would say I'm a scientist by now. I read everything that they had to say. Appia, Scorpion, all of them. Episode 3349, the world's most controversial episode of the world's most offensive podcast. There were
no guests.
On this episode.
Oh, please say our names then.
Oh, Karen.
Say any name.
Who's the star of Big Trouble in Little China? Who's anything? Anybody? The second president. Anything you can give us.
Anything. Since there was no guest, I was nervous. Because once I heard Keith talking and I heard the questions that Hemda was asking, I was like, I don't know if this is going to end well.
Talking about what?
Thanksgiving. Right?
Talking about Thanksgiving. Mm. Because when you were talking about smoked turkey, because Kyle told you to go get smoked turkey, the very first thing I thought was honey baked ham. Because honey baked ham here actually sells smoked turkey. They do. Because I looked online because my aunt used to have us go to honey baked ham because she's like, I'm not cooking no ham. Go to honey baked ham. So she would pre-order. We would pick it up. And people would be actually picking up whole smoked turkeys there.
Oh, so it's a place. Okay. Because people are telling me honey baked ham. And I'm like, why not just name, you know, lamb chops? Like, no, I have to
It's a location. I'm sorry. Like, it's a whole business. And the business is called honey baked ham. Yes.
Okay. I felt like this was a miracle that this happened. Because I saw online when Keith showed the original acquisition of the turkey parts. And I was like, right. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck Keith's gonna do, but at least it'll be good for the show when he shows up with this shit. And the whole time I was waiting on the other shoe to drop, and I love that Keith immediately switched over from completely like inept to like, you motherfuckers doubted me?
Yes, he was touchdown dancing on him.
You thought your boy wasn't going to hook the turkey up for real?
I was down and out, but I came back with the victorious win.
It's so easy, as a matter of fact. I can't believe any of you don't make turkey. You should make a turkey every day. It's that fucking simple, you idiots. Why'd you make this a big deal? Why is this the key to every sitcom every year that the fucking turkey's so hard to make? Because your boy did it off the dome. It's easy.
It's so fucking easy. And if it lasts $10, lasts a fucking week, right? If, you know, depending on your family. I mean, I don't my kids they ate it the fuck up in one day. But anyway, yeah, just make it like it's a regular meal. It doesn't stink up your house like a weird pot roast might. Yeah, it's fucking simple.
Doesn't Keith need a cooking show? What the fuck is this big deal? Just put the butter in. Oh my God. What, you don't know where to get butter? All right, let's go to the store together. Here we go. You gotta be a fucking idiot about it. Put your mask on. We're going in.
Yeah, it would start where I'm shitting my pants. It'd be like, all right, let's see. Mince oregano. What the fuck can that mean? Oh, it's a weird way of saying oregano flakes. Well, what do I get? A big oregano? No shit. And then it's an hour later and you're like, and that's it. Easy breezy.
It needs to be like a real cooking show too, how you already have the meal prepared and done in the oven.
Yes.
So that after you go through like an hour of just like, what the fuck is this shit? You just turn around, pull it out the oven like, and that's how you make a souffle.
I knew the whole time.
Yeah. I've been made this shit.
I am so sorry, but we just workshopped something, and I just have to find a gentle way to tell Keith that this is going to happen.
Yeah, this has to happen.
Oh my God. Moving on. Very
camera in this house. Let's do this.
That shit would be the motherfucking best.
Him that told us he don't know how to crack eggs for fucking camp breakfast.
No. Just to be clear, let me clear something up. When we were at camping, now I used to treat Keith like this, like, oh, no, let me, you don't know how to do it. Like, because he has this dumb look on his face sometimes that you can't help it. And I think he does it on purpose so that I go, sit down. Let me. Yeah, it's brilliant. Talk about acting. Okay. What happened was somebody gave him the position of, okay, Keith, because I think people get fed up with him in camping. They're like, you haven't done shit. Hey, you know what? They try to be casual about it. Keith, you make breakfast today. And he's like, okay. And you could see people are waiting for him to be like, no, I don't want to make breakfast. I'm like, he got you. Keep going, assholes. Okay. So now he starts making the breakfast. Everyone is fucking on pins and needles. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be amazing. And then they start going.
Wow, like, when Henda makes breakfast, one person's on a hike, two people are playing horse. nobody pays attention, right?
Right.
Yeah. So he starts cracking egg already. Hey, Keith, you know what would be helpful is if you crack it on the side of that instead of the side of that. And he's a sweet person about the whole thing. He goes, okay, thanks for the tip. And then they're like, ooh, and nothing phases him. Everyone's like, okay, so Keith, what you want to do is you want to scramble. And I'm like, you know, he's fucking 40 something right now. I think even if you've never seen, which is impossible because he's worked in restaurants for half his fucking adult life, if he's never seen an egg get made, he still would be able to figure it out. But then and I'm like, this, it's going to happen. Someone's going to take the spatula away from him and he is going to walk away. So I was more looking at everybody and I was just going, this is just everyone look at yourselves because I've been in your position.
And it's not a trick, to be clear. Like, yeah, I don't go wait till they come. I'm going to walk away. No, they come and I'm like, okay, now I'm walking away. Like, it's not a joint effort. There's one fucking giant spoon. It's yours now. You win. Goodbye.
Yes, it's like they push you out the way, because that's kind of how my mama, that's how she raised me, because I didn't learn how to cook until I got to college. And the biggest reason why is because instead of her letting me fumble through it and figure out how to do it my own way, it was I didn't even wash my own clothes until I went to college. You don't wash your clothes the way I wash the clothes. You were like, look, is my drawers clean or not? What's happening here? You just put it in the machine and it does this thing. And sometimes that could be very frustrating because, listen to this episode, Keith, you're bolder than me. I have never cooked a turkey. And I was at Roderick's house. I'll never forget this. And me and his mama was in the kitchen. And she had a turkey. And she took her hand and she molested the hell out of that turkey. She stuck her hand deep down inside of his butt and was pulling this bullshit out in a bag. And I looked at her like, oh my God, what are you doing to this turkey? What is that bag? What is going on? And she was like, this is the such and such and such and such. And I was like, okay, this is why I buy my shit in pieces, because I don't know if I could deal with that. I think I would be frightened to do it.
Do you think subconsciously they want to act like they're doing more than they are? Like, why not say this is a prepackaged bag of the bullshit that somebody uses for gravy if they're, you know, up to snuff? Now, just tell me that. Like I said, I'm reading rule number one, take out the gizzards and the neck. And I'm like,
yes,
that's step one. You didn't even tell me the fucking ingredients.
And now it's simple. With YouTube and stuff, I feel like, you know, we probably should be demystifying all this shit, right? It was like some video that's just sped up of somebody doing this shit. And you're like, oh, that was the big fucking deal. But maybe back in the day when
this is what Keith Cho will do.
Yeah, you know, this is what we need. And then, and like, well, actually, I want his to be longer than 5 minutes, though. I want to hear the ranting. I need the...
That's the one I'm here for.
Yeah, I need the... That's it? I need that part. But...
you're going to have to get...
It's me turning the stove on the knob like, oh, look, 415. Like, they kind of wiggle.
Y'all going to have to invest in a real good cutlery set and all that. Be sure he has good knives and
left-handed knives.
Yeah, yes. Be sure they're left-handed.
We don't want to hurt themselves.
No. We start with the real Keith and slowly we introduce a new knife. And he's like,
oh, okay.
What the fuck? Why didn't you get me this knife? What the hell?
There were left-handed knives the whole time.
They're gonna slowly start upgrading your pots and pans.
The thing, the other thing too was, like maybe back in the day when like men wouldn't let women do shit, it was like they had to make a big deal out of making a turkey. You know what I mean? It's like, well, since you don't respect any fucking thing I do, this fucking turkey was so hard. You don't even want to, no, don't even come in the kitchen. Don't even come in the kitchen because you don't even want to know what the fuck I got to do to this turkey. But really, they're back there just like sipping wine and it's really as easy as Keith did
it. Just throwing powder on themselves.
Right, throwing flour on their face.
Yes!
Baby, I get you because, I mean, my work day was so hard, I had to decompress with three scotches and come home with seven.
On my drunk drive on the way home, I was like, Jesus, what a day. We both work hard. Anyway, let's not talk to each other and make more children. but also, in this episode, y'all talked about Dave Chappelle and his fuck your feelings hypocrisy. Mm-hmm. And I loved it. I feel like nobody points that out because he's done this thing. First of all, he is my favorite comedian of all time, blah, blah, blah. I've seen him in person, all that shit, right? But like the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, he's done that. Like, I'm old. I don't gotta learn nothing. And his thing now is like, I don't even gotta be funny. Right. I'm just gonna get up here and tell y'all how the world has hurt my feelings. And everyone should be receptive to that. And the hypocrisy of his like, but fuck women that say they don't, the Me Too movement and fuck trans people and fuck these PC libs and shit. It's like, how can you be so goddamn sensitive? You're the most sensitive dude in the whole building. You're making everyone shut the fuck up and only hear you. And then your whole thing is based off of this like kind of victimhood mentality. And you're fucking rich. You're like, you're getting $20 million to tell us that you're the most pressed upon person. And it has made his last like few specials to me like almost pointless.
Well, even in the Netflix complaining, I didn't mention this. It starts, or how he leads up to it, to me, he goes, and you have the Me Too bitches, and well, I feel like I'm being taken advantage of like that. I'm not exaggerating. Quote, the Me Too bitches. Like, that was very unnecessary and odd.
Yeah.
But you mean it.
The thing is the person with the mic has the most feelings, and that's what they're sharing with you. You can't say, buy tickets to my stand-up show. You can say, buy tickets to my stand-up show. You can't say, come hear me talk about my feelings. I might be funny. It's just, if you're expressing yourself into a mic or any creative artistic way, those are feelings. Are people just not allowed to say that these thoughts are feelings? It's all feelings.
Yes.
And especially when your whole thing is, but fuck everyone else's feelings. Like,
correct.
It wouldn't bother me so much if he was like, my life is hard. You know, a lot of comedians, that's their thing, is my life is hard. Everything's the worst. I'm the worst. You know, that kind of thing. But then to turn around and be like, you sanctimonious audience, you motherfuckers expect people to care about your feelings? Fuck you. Anyway, please don't stream my available shows that are on every platform for
free.
I'm
not getting paid for them.
It hurts my feelings. I called Netflix and said, it hurts my feelings.
And they
listened to me. And I'm like, they listen to you because you make $20 million a special. But let's say they really did just care about your feelings. Why can't you do that for other people? Why are yours the only ones that matter?
Yeah, because
sorry, Karen, go ahead.
Oh, no problem. I think for me was, you say him and Kevin Hart, because I seen the last Kevin Hart special. Their whole thing, because his whole thing is, I give no fucks. Like, that's his special. And my thing is this, they sound angry. So anger is a feeling and an emotion. I hope they know that. Like, so your thing is, fuck everybody else's feelings, but I'm angry and come in here and hear my emotions and hear how I feel, but I don't want to hear how y'all feel. Well, you're actually impacted by it, else you wouldn't be doing this special so angry. Or maybe that's the way
you
my wrote
an hour
processes.
About you don't give a fuck. That means that's the
means you care.
That's the opposite. You probably practiced that hour over and over and refined that shit till you got to a point. And the whole point is, I don't care. You do care. It reminds me when he used to do those interviews after he got in trouble with for the Emmys or something, mm-hmm. and he couldn't host it. And in every interview, he'd be like, I'm over it.
Yes, I'm over it. That's what he kept saying.
It's like, you're not over it, dude. Somebody need to hug your ass. You are in the middle of it. This is not what over it feels like. Over it is like, I don't care anymore. I don't even want to talk about that. This shit is the opposite of over it.
Right. The anti-gay tweets. And they said, hey, why don't you give, I already talked about it once. I'm done. Well, that sounds like, is this an apology or not an apology? I don't even know. Okay, just say it again. You know, nobody knows right. what you're talking about or what you're referencing. By the way, Hemda, the special name of Kevin Hart is called No Fucks Given.
That's a lot of male comedians and some female. I'm not going to give it just to the male. A lot of their specials are now called Come At Me or What Did I Say or I'm Just Going to Go Ahead and Say It or No Holds Barred, like all of this stuff. And it's like, what were you doing before? You were covering up your feelings and now you're having real feelings? These are all feelings. And then you'll hear a lot of comedians go like, our job is the hardest. Yeah, because you get butt hurt first. Do you know how many people's bosses are yelling at them, calling them stupid in front of colleagues, in front of, you know, superiors, inferior, whatever you call them at work? You are being yelled at. You have to go, may I please have Friday off? No, I can't. You got to come to work. This isn't just a snow day that your mom is deciding on. There is an adult other human who may not even be older than you going, no, you can't take the day off to take Johnny to your soccer or whatever the fuck you have to do. You have to not be, and your job is the hardest. You get to express yourself the most. When you don't express yourself where somebody gets touched or has an emotion back, you get your feelings hurt and go, it's comedy, asshole. Okay, well, when it becomes funny, I'll have that emotion. Don't worry about my fucking feelings.
What if we could do that for other jobs, right? Like Starbucks, you're like, Chimda. You're like, it's Hemda. It's coffee, asshole. Jesus.
Do you want the 2% milk or not?
Live a little, cuck. Like, what?
How did we get here?
Like, be better at your job.
did you see, by the way, and you know, people be like, oh, everybody's getting canceled. Like, who gives a shit? People are just saying their opinion. But David Sedaris, the humorist, that's how they described him on the Sunday morning, and later Humor by David Sedaris.
You keep stalling. I love David Sedaris. Please say what you're going to say. I'm like, do I have to start hating David Sedaris?
He does this 2-minute stupid fucking rant about, like, read the fucking room. It's 2020. We have a coronavirus and nobody has work. And he goes, you should be able to dismiss, kind of like a citizen's arrest, workers. And I say to the worker, and I buy fine china at a establishment, and they say, they ring it up, and they go, sorry, we don't have any bags. And I say, well, how am I supposed to carry this home? And they go, I don't know. It's yours now. And I want to say, you're fired. And I'm waiting for this punchline. I'm like, okay. Somebody forgets the old David Sedaris that became famous because he was a worker, complained about other people wanting to fire him.
It's so you should be able to, like, fire the person who's not doing their job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's your sardonic who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Like, what?
That's a more sophisticated no F's given. He was, yeah, fucking China.
that was two of them in my head.
No bags. I'm like, I don't relate to any of these problems.
Right.
I don't even know to be mad at this shit. Like, who
should I be offended? I actually don't know.
Who am I in this scenario?
How do you normally take fine china home? I thought it gets carried in a hat bag or something by your chauffeur.
You'd be like, right. Am I the china? I don't get this. Where am I supposed to be?
Is there a bat involved?
And then the last story on this show that just blew my mind. A dude was getting interviewed to be a cop and was like, oh yeah, and I raped two kids.
Right.
Just neither here nor there. Just going to get it out there. they're like, well, why are you here?
Do you hear the smile and the fucking glee on Keith's face that he gets to tell this story? Like, the more idiotic and, like, sexually involved you are in your idiocracy, the more Keith is like, come on, let's go check out this guy. If he developed a freak show, it would just be like physical assault and sexual assault, like people who have victimized other people, and instead of jail, they are in behind bars, but we get to look at them and go and read their story like it's a museum.
Yeah. Yeah.
And go, huh, okay, you fucking freak. All right, who's next?
Right. We'd rather, and it says, you know, like, don't feed the animals. It says, we'd rather you didn't spit on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's the freak show where, like, people have hair all over their face. Keith's like, so what? I have to shave too. Let me go see this fucking rapist.
I would have guessed. And then, and you could play, like, guess his face. Like, you could, you read the story, and then you open the curtain, and you're like, I swear to God, I was fucking close. I should draw it first so you believe me, but I knew that.
Then she'd be like, guess this criminal, have him in a cage and just read the description and see who guesses it first and give out prizes.
You know that game that kids play where, like, each side has, like, people on pictures of people on it, and then the other side, you have to guess who the person, it might be called Guess Who.
Who?
But it's like,
yeah, something like that.
They're like, but you do that. Like, there's a lineup of who it could be, and you pick, like, yo, I think it's number three. And then when it opens up, you're like, yep, that's what the fuck a dude who tells the police he raped two children in an interview looks like.
And you know what's going to be funny? Watching people's minds explode when it's always a fucking white guy. Like, oh,
right.
Oh, you shot up, like, you know, a whole school and there were, like, little kids in there. Oh, you know, black people are, like, the most aggressive. Nope. Right. Nope.
My favorite is
it's
when
a white guy.
My favorite is when there's a white crime that a black person does. Cause
see, that always
for a little
me
bit
off.
It feels like diversity in a weird way. I don't know why, because it's not.
Yes, because
it's not really progressive, and I should never want that. But sometimes I'm like,
and then I'm offended, and I'm gonna be like, I can't believe this black person went out here and did this white ass crime.
I'm not even offended. I'm impressed. I'm like, what? How did you get over there with them?
Yes.
I was watching a there's a show called For My Man.
And it's, that's my jam.
It's just like a fucking black people only, you know, the show Snapped, where it's like a woman kills her husband or something, but it's only for black people. And not necessarily black women. Like, it's for a black dude, somebody normally, something black is attached to it, right? Either the woman's black,
the dude's
black. Oh my
God, is it black dudes watching fucking magic? Because you guys are the best.
Yeah, we are. Listen, that is the best. Okay,
you watch magic. Oh, God.
Why would David Blaine ever allow white people in an audience? I don't even understand.
Yes, because we are the best. We're going to ad-lib the hell out of it. Like, you're going to have the best time,
like,
with us.
What is the fucking point of that? The whole fucking Grand GM Casino or whatever should just be, like, filled to the brim with black people.
Yeah, because y'all be like,
don't even know, and they don't even have to know it's a magic show. Mm-hmm. Like, you can just be like, we got some shit that's about to pop off. You really want to be in here.
We'll show up.
That shit would go viral. But
you don't think there'd be a riot? Like, oh, the flower is now in your boot. And they'd be like, what the fuck? And everybody's just touching each other.
Well, what would happen is, like, after each trick, we would run out. And you got to
we'd be like cats. You'd be like, you got to go back in, guys. Yeah. It's okay. It's all right.
We love running away from the magic, man.
Yes.
That is our shit, dude. Oh my God. It's the
best. I was talking about one time Xerxes and I spent an hour fucking on YouTube watching black people watch magic.
It's the best.
It is the motherfucking best.
Being black, you don't get to have a lot of magical shit happen, man.
No, we don't.
You know?
Because we be like, oh shit, what is happening?
It's like,
here?
That was my card. You just, like, fucking run out. Oh, yes. So good. But
before magic, it was like getting a cake. A motherfucking cake. Yeah. You're nice in my life.
Yes, and then we're going to tell everybody, did you see this shit? Did you see this shit?
It's the best.
Yes, yes.
And we had, For My Man, sometimes they cover crimes, because it's always like, normally it's like a stereotypical crime.
Yes.
You know, it's not very good representation of TV. But
what's it going to be? It's always like a crazy, even with the Snap show, it's like, oh, well, he's going to be a fucking asshole in the worst way.
It's drugs. It's fucking, you know, she got pregnant. He killed her, you know, just typical shit. But, like, once every 20 shows, there's like, this motherfucker ate three people. And that's when I'm like, look at us. Okay.
Like, I hope he was seasoned well, because we like some seasoning. You know, they went in there and the meat was being brined or barbecued. It was back there roasting. They were like, something smells good. And we went in the back and we seen Mr. Burns was rotating on the rotisserie.
Yeah. I love it, man. Like, just every once in a while, it's not just a little diversity is all I ask for. But Yeah, this dude, I'm assuming, was white. That
By the way, I picked you watching like something on the Zodiac Killer, and you're like, "There's still a chance he could be black." Rod, you know he's not. There's a chance.
Yeah, just look. Hear me out. Here's some of the things he did that were black. Okay. He took a cab everywhere. Think about this. You know? He didn't own a car.
Come on now. Couldn't afford insurance.
That was a crime where like this dude killed him and his girlfriend killed a girl in a satanic ritual. Wow. And the whole time I was like, I can't believe he's black. Every time we came back to commercial, I was just like, he's still black. They're killing people for Satan.
You're hitting your 4K TV like the reception's not coming in right.
Yeah. Focus.
Let me adjust the tent. No, still black man. Huh. Okay, thought I recorded a different program.
Could have fooled me.
What was the poll for this episode? Oh, go ahead.
By the way, I picture that guy like going to jail for finding out it's true that he raped two people, and he's like, they're like, "Why are you here?" I'm like, "Do not trust cops." He said. Past crimes or behavior may not necessarily affect job security. And I swear to God, as soon as I said about the rapes,
right,
it was over for me.
I'm still actually waiting to hear back about my application because they never gave me an answer if I got the job or not.
Right. Hey, I know I'm in. Hey, guys. Just a quick follow up. No, I know.
He's coming to collect.
I know I'm seeing the judge on Monday, but is there any word about the job over the weekend?
My favorite part is picturing Keith Malley, inmate, as his roommate, being like, "Yeah, it's fucking crazy to me too." These motherfuckers are tricky, man. I'd still wait to hear about that job if I was you.
Right. And he asked you. That's some bullshit.
You're not gonna watch the interview. This is the cops.
I'm gonna go shit in the open toilet to get away from you. But yeah, that's crazy. The poll was: will Keith, based on my Thanksgiving turkey, will Keith have a girlfriend on Friday?
He has a fiance.
I have a fiance now. 94% yes, no 6%. So some people. 6%. It was more joke. Look into your relationship. 6%.
He's gonna break up. What if they're just like, it's not even a turkey? It's just time. Okay. She gonna put him down to talk to him.
They're looking at the clock. This is about the time it falls apart for them.
That's actually what Black Friday means. Just a breakup Friday.
Yeah. I'm gonna go get a TV and don't be here when I get back.
Yeah. It's just keeping people busy while their significant other moves out.
I know you thought
that's why they're trampling each other. They're just mad.
Yeah. I have to get this bed. Where else am I gonna sleep?
I'm single. You're single. We're all single. Move. Fuck, I need underwear.
Episode 33,
3350. Okay. Yes. That made me die laughing.
It was so good.
No guest.
Keith broke his curtains.
Yeah. I put moving curtains on regular curtains and it looks heavy. I can't show you now because it's still on the floor, but it looks like a heavy, strong, honest rod.
So the turkey aces.
Yes.
Yeah. You're asking me to do two things in a month, basically.
Right. It's like nature just wanted to humble you back down. It's like, oh, okay. You can get a little full of yourself with this turkey shit. Gravity.
If I could say to the universe, hey, will you help me make a good turkey, but I have to take an axe to my wall, I would have done it.
You see, here's the thing. We're going to have to do the cooking show, and then we're going to have to do the,
home repair.
Yes. Yeah. And no one's allowed to tell him anything. He has to put the curtain up on the rod that can't handle it. And we just film it falling on his face. And we have an ambulance ready. We got to get a budget.
Well, everybody during the Thanksgiving turkey, everybody in the Wednesday chat room really helped me. They said, hey, the gizzards are in a bag. It's easy. Butter the whole thing is really the secret. Salt, pepper, other fun stuff is up to you. And then I'd have like somebody go and don't try to cook it in the microwave. And I'm like, okay, let's lean in that direction of stupidity. But what the fuck? Like Mimi Cherry goes, hey, when you put your rod back up, don't put the screws in the same holes it just came out of. I'm like, what? Now you're gonna get credit when I put the rod back up? No shit. So don't just shove it in the same holes and hope for the best.
She heard the egg camping story. Now, come on. If everyone's telling you how to crack an egg, cook an egg, serve an egg, you might want to know about a hole in your fucking wall.
But here's the thing. If she was over here, I'd be like, I'm going to put the rod up. She's like, I don't think you know about holes. I'll do it. And I'll be like, okay, done.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing makes you feel dumber than fucking up something like that. That's so like, because you immediately are like, I saw the pieces coming together and how it would fuck up, and I just missed every signal. And now my curtain's on the floor. And in hindsight, that makes sense. That makes sense. It was too heavy.
Now I not only don't have the heavy curtain, I don't have a regular curtain. So, you know, with this Kickstarter, we want to relaunch the YouTube. So you're going to see, we're going to put up these back episodes where there's just light on one side of Keith's face because there's just no curtain. And during the sound check, Xerxes is like, is there light coming anywhere else, like actually from inside the house? He's like, I don't know. The light's fucking broken and I can't. He's like, I can move it the way you're saying, but I guarantee you won't do anything. But he went to do it so that it's not like, you know, he's just defying ignoring, shit. Right. Yeah.
I did when I was in the chat on Wednesday, my suggestion to Keith was take hammers and a nail and just put like a fucking like towel over the window.
Don't tell him that.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, and it's with this turkey when people give non-advice, right? It's okay. Don't put a heavy turkey. Don't put a heavy curtain on a rod. Duh, idiot. But at the same time, how do you know the weight of a rod?
Right.
You don't.
Exhibit A.
Just keep hanging on it until it feels right. I mean, how the fuck would I know?
The other day, I flooded our apartment because...
No. Okay, I'm so sorry. Keith, yeah, you are the funniest person. But how would you know?
How would I know?
I'll tell you, because we've had these and we've hung these and we've had to get special rods and special clips to hold them on those rods. And then we had to even them out by getting two rods. And those two rods had to be a significant amount. So we've been through this. And every time the blanket still falls, Keith had to get up on a table and reclip it. So he's had this experience.
So it can never get done. Good. Solved. Yeah. Those curtains always kept falling because it was those words where you clip on top. Yeah. So it can't get done. So don't act like you're the rod fucking heavy blanket queen. It's never got done by anybody. It's the opposite of a turkey. It is impossible what I want to do. Solved. In fact, in the last place, we had curtains like separating the kitchen from the living room, which we turned into the studio. They were skinny curtains and 17,000 of them. So there's no such thing as these moving blankets working.
They were skinny clips. It was heavy curtains. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we should give you one of those because that's the only time our curtain stayed up is when Xerxes did it.
I need seven little curtains. But yeah, there's no such thing as putting up a big moving blanket. And don't act like you knew it. Thank you, Your Honor.
I say we just nail the towel to the wall. I mean, I think I'm onto something.
No. I have old towels. Yeah.
But y'all flooded the apartment the other day. So, you know, it just makes you feel stupid. You know?
How'd you flood it?
I was trying to unclog it with that Drano shit. And it tells you, like, let the water run for like 15 minutes and come back or whatever. And I was letting the water run. And I was playing a video game with my headphones in at night, of course. Karen sleep in the other room. And I turned around and I was like, my socks feel wet. Oh, it's been 15 minutes. And so I had to clean up the whole apartment and dry everything up.
Holy
it was terrible.
Shit.
This is from a sink?
Yeah, not from the tub sink, the tub.
It overflowed like, from
it
a tub.
Overflowed through the tub onto the floor.
Because it was already kind of clogged up, so it wasn't draining that
Never
great.
Felt like more of a dumbass. Like every
holy shit.
Like life just needed I needed a humbling. I've been doing good this year. Things been going. It was like the world just like sit your dumbass down for a second and think That you're not, you don't got it all together.
Did you wake Karen up? Because I don't know.
No, I could not. No.
And I didn't realize it till.
Honestly, I didn't even tell her that I did it. I forgot to tell her. Like, once I wiped, because we have hardwood floor. So once I wiped everything up, it was mostly done except for a little bit of carpet over
here.
And
that's how I found out, because I was walking. I kept walking. I was like, why is this? Because
it was
wet.
I
didn't understand why.
It was so late in the night, y'all. It was like 2 a.m. when this happened. So it was like, you can't wake your wife up at 2 a.m. And what am I? Can you help me clean up the shit I just did while you were asleep? I couldn't do that. So I cleaned it up as best I could. And then I, you know, went to sleep, and she's in the room working and stuff. And she's like, why is the carpet wet over here? I was like, oh. Terrible story.
I got a great story for you.
Terrible story. You're not gonna believe this shit.
Oh my god.
Can I say something just between me and Henda? This is the craziest fucking dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. So he's just turned your toilet's clogged, so you're just gonna run water like
not the toilet. The tub was clogged.
The tub. Yeah. That's even worse. Wait a minute, are you eavesdropping? That's even worse because the lid is so fucking high. You poured it and then did the water, and like, I believe it worked. First of all, I believe nothing works. I'm the opposite. So I wouldn't assume I could just run it and it's fine.
I'm telling you, man, I fucked up. What do you want me to go
play? I think him playing video games, he got into it and
I turned it to like 30 minutes. Probably.
And turned around.
I was like,
minutes.
I'm going to beat Tetris. And I turned around. I was like, why are my feet wet? Oh, that's right. Because I'm dumb. That was
you know
stupid
what's funny is I imagine like maybe an alarm goes off, but I've watched. Xerxes and I have had to talk about alarms. There is an alarm going off, you know, meaning like the potatoes are done or something's done. And I'm like, you don't, I'm in the middle of doing dishes. I'm like, you don't hear that sound. It's not bothering you. Okay. Then we got to, he hears the sound. And then the next step apparently is, oh, I hear sound. I turn it off. And I'm like, was that alarm for something? And he's like, I turned it off. Like you said, I'm like, oh my God. Okay.
It might have a purpose.
The next step is it has a purpose. So now alarm goes off and he goes, I hear the alarm and I know exactly what it's for and I'm already doing it.
Yes. That's it. I don't know why. It's just, I can be the smartest man in the world one day and then the next day I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. I'm the dumbass who flooded his apartment. I don't deserve to talk to anybody.
No, you're right. Because I'm like, oh, this is so great because you're so smart. This helps me. I'm like, it's so nice that like you're a little dumb because otherwise I don't even know how you hang out with me this long.
That's what I say.
When I heard Keith broke his curtains, it made me go, huh, ain't that the fucking way? That's how it be, dude.
That was your rhetorical question, right?
Yeah. You know, so that's how you want to do it. the COVID positive mover mix up. All because they didn't know what compromise meant.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious. And it's so human because I think a lot of us, like you use that, we're using terminology in 2020 that we'll never use again and we never use before. But when he's like, yeah, so it's we have immunocompromised in here. And he's just like, fuck, we got COVID. Oh, they just fucking killed us, bro.
They went back to the car, texting everybody, the whole team. Go get yourself tested right now.
They're texting him, you son of a bitch. I can't believe we've known each other so long. You would kill my fucking business. Why, man?
You said it so, I mean, did Henda feel like, she's being a good person in the worst way. We had COVID the whole time. Like, I mean, at least that's good I did that, right? Like, on what planet would a person do that?
Even when you started telling the story on the show, I was like, because at first y'all kind of tell the story and you don't go, this is what the mix-up was until the end, because that's how you tell a good story, obviously. But I like, the beginning, I was just like, when the fuck did him to get COVID?
Yeah, like,
she told everyone.
She is like, I am going to stay here in this closet for the rest of my life. Like, I don't understand how the COVID.
Like,
got
this
her.
Would be a big fucking deal. This would not. This would be like every social media account, every episode. Fucking Xerxes would be doing. She'd be on Instagram Live. Like, what the fuck? Why me? I did everything right. Oh my God.
Yeah, I felt bad for them because they went through 45 minutes. Well, the movers might have gone through even longer because I didn't hear from the head guy until the evening. So the entire day, they're like, fuck, this was the move that got us. And it really was, they don't understand what compromise is. I'm compromised, not the disease is a compromise that I give to you now. Like, it's...
Right.
You know, I'm social distancing. Oh, you smell? No. Okay. What's happening right now in the world is.
But it's weird to me that I was the second or third stop, however you look at it. I was the stop after Henda's place. They didn't tell me you gave them COVID. Right. They were very nice to me.
All right. Like, yeah, they should have went like, hey, work. Apparently right. We were just with someone who's compromised. We got to tell this fucking dude. Nope. Right.
Oh, man.
But y'all talked about movers. I'm going to tell you one thing. You do not realize how much of an adult you are until you can afford movers.
Oh, yeah.
Because the last time we moved was the first time we got movers. And I was like, fuck this bullshit. I will never do this without movers again.
Yeah, I'm never going back. That was it, dog. Mm-hmm. Like, low-key, I get why white people have slaves.
I am too bougie.
Like, I'm not, like, I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it. It's fucked up. But
I understand. I understand.
I get why it was hard to give
Ooh,
up,
that
dog.
Physical labor?
Because I was looking at them brothers like,
I think I might want to have a war. I might want to have a war with you, too, over it.
If anything, it was super hard to not help them do shit, but that's their job. Because you almost want to, like, you know, you've never watched someone move a heavy-ass couch that was yours and not chipped in, but... It felt so good when we moved. Oh, God. I'd move again just for the experience.
You think Abraham Lincoln had to move somebody? It's like, oh, fuck.
Man. Yeah. That's when he realized he fucked up. Right. He had to move his own chair at the theater, and he's just like, someone shoot me in the fucking head.
That's why John Wilkes Booth was so angry. Yeah.
My arms are so tired I can barely lift his gun. Oh. Supreme Court religion ruling is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yes, it is.
I hate religion, man, because it's the only time you're allowed to just be stupid. Like, it shouldn't be a get out of jail free card for stupid shit. This is science. Like, everyone else has to give up to science unless you're religious. Then you can be like, I don't know. I just don't feel like it.
Of course, Rod's talking about if you can break COVID rules if it's a religious meeting. All right. Okay, 20. Yeah. Okay.
COVID doesn't care. I don't know if anybody informed him or not.
That shouldn't be a get out of jail free card. That's all I'm saying. Like, just we should be able to say like no, because we know you don't really believe. We just talked about this 2 weeks ago. If a motherfucker said God told me to kill these children, we would be like, you go to prison, because we don't really believe this shit. So then, when the COVID shit is in the air, we got to be like, no, not even for you. But it's, you can go to the liquor store with a mask, in and out, staying 6 feet away. Are you doing all that shit in church? Are you in there fucking singing with no mask on and fucking celebrating weddings
also,
and shit?
Isn't this the perfect time to remember that God is everywhere?
Wherever two or more are gathered, in their house, on Zoom.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a Supreme Court thing, but how about the Supreme Court hears each religion? Like, you don't know that every god is going to protect you from COVID. Other gods might have different rules from other gods.
Could we talk to this burning bush, please?
Right.
You know what is fucked up? What is fucked up is if a mosque would have had the same trial, it wouldn't have worked. That's what's so fucked up. If we had just been like, no, it's not a synagogue, it's a mosque, and they're having some issues, they'd be like, I think that's Sharia law, and not in our country. Take your ass home. No gathering.
How about when they were telling Muslim women that they can't wear the hijab because it covers their identity, and they're like, do you love our masks now, bitch?
Yeah. It's like, we've been doing this forever.
Guess what we've been doing? Not getting COVID. Biden sprained his ankle playing with his dog. I did, my heart jumped a beat a little bit when I read that headline. It's like, President Biden injured. I'm like, it's like his ankle. I was like, okay, but still, let's stay in the house.
Yes. We've had a wheelchair president before. Okay, but come on.
Yeah, come on, buddy. Let's not. I mean, look, 21st, you can go fucking paragliding. I don't really care. But before that, dude, you got to stay in the house. They trying like shit to steal this election. Although, I'm a big fan of the recounts.
Yes.
Oh God, I love a recount. Oh,
yeah, I get to celebrate. I celebrate every time.
I look forward to them motherfuckers every week, dude. Recount that shit again. I never get tired of winning. It's like if your team won the Super Bowl and every week they wanted to replay the Super Bowl on national TV like it didn't happen already. Like, let's show the Patriots again.
The same tape.
Same tape.
Wow, Brady with another touchdown. Like, I fucking love this shit. Like, oh, guess what? They just re-recertified Georgia. What? You can re-recertify? Well, run it back. Let's do it one more time. So. Oh, they found more votes.
Yes, every time they go back, they was like, we found some up underneath this mattress. Throw them on in there.
It's like if we watch the Super Bowl again, they're like, actually, there was a touchdown we forgot about. You lost by more than what the fuck you thought you lost by. You son of a bitch. Oh, it's the best.
It is strange, though. Like, even though it's on our side, right, that they keep finding more fucking votes.
Yeah.
It's a little weird. It's funny. They're making the argument the wrong way.
Yes.
This is an inaccurate situation. They're like, how so? I mean, not the way we want it to be, but come on, you got to admit something's up. 90 more votes for this dude. Oh, man. And he has to pay money every time. That's even better. Mm-hmm.
Oh. That's why he quit doing the whole state. He was like, no. I don't want to pay for everybody, just where the brown people live. Yeah. Them the only spot that I'm willing to pay
Let
for.
Let me put a little bit on layaway. Can I put Milwaukee on layaway?
Can I put Atlanta on layaway?
Make them keep paying up front, too. Keep doing
it. Oh, yeah.
What was the poll? For MK.
The poll was, are you nervous for Henda's birthday? Whatever that means to you as a listener, are you nervous that she's going to get hurt? Are you nervous for Xerxes or anyone trying to make her feel good? 32% of the audience is nervous for Henda's birthday at the time.
Well, join us in OMAT. I'm going to help you with your anxiety 1 minute at a time.
The great Xerxes card debacle of 2019 hangs over everything now.
That's right.
It's going to forever be this thing that we're just like, oh, is he going? How's he going to fuck up? Is he going to get a publisher's clearinghouse size card? He's going to have to get a fucking billboard. Like, how do you top?
I know he's going to have to get a building.
Like, that shit was rom-com romantic by the time he got done with it. I'm like, you don't get better than that. That's it.
You see, why you got to express yourself?
Yeah. What were you just saying right now, Rod? Where you said what would he do for?
He's gonna do a billboard. He's gonna do publisher clearinghouse.
I said a building.
Yeah. Right.
Let me tell you guys something. Mm-hmm. You're very close.
No way. No fucking way. I was gonna make the joke. He should just learn to fly a plane and skywrite it. Because what the fuck do you do now? The fuck do you do? The last year was too good. Darcy's such a good dude. I don't know. He probably came up with some shit. I can't wait to listen next week.
Skywriting, you gotta get like 10 airplanes and have the airplanes form the letters happy birthday in the air.
Yes. And then fireworks shoot out.
Yes.
You're never gonna top that car thing was so it was honestly like Hallmark should have
so precious.
Hallmark should fucking do that for a movie.
That's like, it was amazing. I was floored. Yeah.
I don't know what the movie would be called, but
it would be called Xerxes.
Calling card. Shout out to Xerxes, the movie.
Yeah.
And it better star some brown people. Okay, Hallmark, right. I'm on your shit.
Yes.
All right. 33-51, the girls' brothers with?
Andrew Warner and Michael Kalili.
Oh my
what
goodness.
The fuck is happening over here?
Yeah.
I did good. I did good because I was like, I'm not going to fuck up a brother's name. And you know what? When I heard your brother's name was Warner, the whole time I kept saying, is anybody ever asked him, was he related to Warner Brothers?
Mm. Well, and he made it up, so no.
He made it up. So if it was Andrew Century Fox, you know.
He actually, I believe originally he tried Tim Warner, but people always thought it was Time Warner calling them, so he switched it.
They just hung up. No, click.
Yep.
I'm Johnny Spectrum.
I don't want your discount.
Right. He's just I think I'm gonna go with CT Bank. I think people were like, nope, they're hanging up on this one too. It was dope hearing you with your brothers because sometimes I feel like when there's a guest on the show that Keith knows, Hemda turns into an interviewer, and then she's such a good interviewer that it kind of becomes like an interview between, like, oh, we're learning about Craig, we're learning about Keith and Craig, we're learning about Keith through Craig. And this time it felt like Keith was the interviewer, and we were learning about Hemda through Michael and Andrew. And I like to switch on that dynamic because I did feel like I learned some things, or maybe he just brought up things that I forgot, you know, like the whole, like, you know, she didn't really used to even talk to us until like noon. And she's like, I would talk if y'all wanted to talk, but like, I didn't volunteer to talk. And I was like, oh, okay. This is, we're learning about young Hemda. And
I was such a quiet kid. I was a quiet kid. And even when I started getting loud, it was afternoon. I just couldn't with the morning. Now I wake up at 5:30. By 7 a.m., we're doing OMAC Club.
I think it's Karen had that too. She's quiet, and I think she's making up for lost time. She's like, not no more, motherfuckers. From here on out, it's my world. We talking.
I did, you know what? I did. When I was born and my aunt came to get me, they literally told her that I wasn't going to be able to walk or talk or any of that stuff.
Whoa.
And she was like, honey, she was like, once you started, it was a wrap. I will talk your head. I put like this out. Have you ever had a kid that talks so much you just want to take them and hang them on the coat rack and shut the door behind them and just leave them in the darkness? That would be me, and I would talk to myself. Like, I just had
to wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm. I'll be here. I'm not bothering you. You can be part of this if you want.
So anyway, I'm here. I'm by myself because I was the only kid. I ain't had no brothers and sisters. So that's one bad thing is this. If it got fucked up, it was my fault. There was nobody to blame. I didn't even have an animal to blame it on. So if it happened, I did it.
Michael starts off with pranks. I forget how much he loves pranks. And the prank led to Keith getting the names wrong to even start the show. And I was like, here we go. Hey, Michael's in the house. navigating family beef is hard. And like, I just felt for everybody involved, but I actually thought y'all had a pretty dope, productive conversation about boundaries and how, like, one person's boundaries is for them. And they, you know, like, there's the people that want to be peacemakers, but a lot of times people don't understand, like, their idea of what peace is fucking up this person who's actually found their peace. So I felt like him just found her peace and, like, these are my boundaries. Here's what I'm willing to put up with. This is how I wake up every day and would like to navigate my day. If they would like to meet me at the negotiation tables, meet my demands, we can talk then, until then, I'm absolutely fine like this. And I think when you're not in that situation or when you're in between, we think mediation is this idea of like, well, what if you come down on this and then they come down on that? And what happens quite often is we completely forget. One side's not even at the table.
Right.
Because like him to go, they're not going to do the thing I want them to do. So let's just kind of skip that middleman. And I think at first it was kind of like, you know, oh, what if we do this? What if that? What about this? Well, why has it got to be this way? And then him to express exactly how she felt about it. And then it felt like it was dead. Now, I don't know if it's like that behind the scenes, but that's how it felt on the show.
I think we were how we are usually. Keith, you've been around us. That is.
Yes, it is.
I think we get loud and opinionated around each other. But then at the end, we just are like, okay, that was fun. Like, that's what you thought. That's what I thought. Their wives will walk away because it seems like a hostile a conversation. And their wives will be like, okay, all right, this is not. Because they're feeling for their husband. Because I'm very expressive. I'm just like, well, that's stupid to say, you know, because they'll be like, well, that's not what you said earlier. Very bluntly. But no one's taking it bad. I think the only time I got to watch out for is when Andrew's drunk. I forget that people get drunk when they drink. So when Andrew's drunk, I'll still speak that way. And he starts getting offended. Now I know he's drunk. Right. So like, lay off. Don't lean in when he's drunk, you know, because it's just going to go into some weird place that doesn't matter. We don't have to argue about this. We just like arguing.
Is he the less I'll get along type of drunk? Like, oh, you can hug it out.
No, you may, like, I think your perception when you're drunk, you might take something personally that we just would, like, normally say, you know. He's the only one that has religion in his life at all. So if Michael and I starts talking about atheism, I know that's a subject that he might misunderstand, you know, but we'll, you know, we have very atheist thoughts. Right. So were just like, well, what do you mean God? And he's like, why can't I just have whatever I want? And I'm like, okay, yeah. Uh-huh.
How many is that?
Like, how many is that? Nobody's telling you you can't.
Is that your third drink? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like, you don't understand. I'm like, you're right. We don't understand. And why are we talking about this?
My bad.
You know what would be funny? A bar called Placebos. And you bring people over there and it's not real drinks and you see what people start doing.
But Andrew's also a person who does not, me and Michael will argue all night, but Andrew will be like, you know what? I don't even want to talk about this. I know it's a negative topic. I know it's not going to go anywhere. So he'll cut something off and I'm like, all right, well, fine. You know, I'd feel better just letting this out, but I get why that's not the vibe you want right now. Okay.
Yeah. Well, he was like that on the show a little bit too, right? Where, you know, and I'm like, oh, I'm trying to figure this out about Henda and the parents. I don't know if I really, you know, get the way people are saying. And then just like, yeah, I'm the brother and I'm trying to stay out of it. Keith, who cares?
Let's move on. Come on. Sorry. We've done this. Yeah. Nah, that's a heavy thing to be involved in, especially when you share parents, because I feel like parents are different parents for each kid.
Yes, they are.
You know, not just the timing, but then there's all these outside factors, gender, how the world views you, a bunch.
How close you are to their personality.
Because yes, there's so much shit where you, like, I say to my brother all the time, I'll be like, my dad, my mom, and I don't, it's subconscious. I don't do it on purpose. I'm not like trying to box them out for my parents, but it feels like a singular experience where I'm like, no, because the way they are with you is different than how they are with me. I know
you hear me say it's your parents because they're still parents to you. I don't have that.
Yeah. So, but I did hear I did like that conversation because I think that's one of the things that's dope about Keith and the girl is that it's not just all like, you know, bullshit. Like, because it could have been like some, oh, it's fine. See you at Christmas. It's done. And then just like hang up. Like, I'm not doing that shit. Yeah.
And the thing that I love about you, Hemda, and I can relate to this, being a girl, a lot of times boys or people that present as male, they do not understand that mother-daughter relationship. It's a very unique relationship. And what I realize, I too, but like this, my aunt that raised me, I get along with her better now. She's just turned like 81. I get along better with her now than I did when I was younger. Because when I was younger, she was very abusive. I didn't know that she was abusive until other people kind of pointed it out. You know how kind of, Keith, how you live in this atmosphere and it's normal to you. But when you start talking to other people, they'd be like, hey, this is not right. You know, there's something.
Keith is writing his second book on that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Something about this is abnormal. And so for me, I understand when you show up and instead of, hey, how you doing? It's you gained 8 pounds. Well, I knew I gained 8 pounds before you seen me. You know, you don't have to point that out or let me know. And I think that the older I got, I began to be very rebellious. Like, and she could not understand why. I am a type of child, when I grew up, I respond well to positive reinforcements. But I didn't learn that till I was an adult. So you telling me that I'm overweight, you're telling me, you know, that I'm not pretty, you're telling me these things does not respond well with me. So
well, am I in the army? Why do you got to tell it to me like that?
Yeah, who would respond well to that shit?
Yeah, right. Who likes going like, you fucking moron? Oh, right. How can I be smart? Let me listen. Yeah.
Yes, but it's one of those things where it's so much a part of their character till it's hard for them to turn that part of them off. Because I had to learn it for my mama, she was raised in a emotionless family. I'm the type of child that I need love. She didn't tell me that she loved me until I was about 30. Was the first time she would, because I'd be like, I love you. Her way of she would go, mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
I know that's what she meant, but it was nothing like hearing it. And so when you was telling these things, like, oh, I can't relate. Roger would tell you, when me and Roger got married, what, 22? We got married at 22. Mm-hmm. For about 2 to 3 years, I spoke to no one in my family. I didn't speak to them, didn't talk to them, because I was mad, I was upset, I was angry. So I had to cut them off until I got myself together. It took a while to get there. And it took a lot of working on me, you know. But
mostly because they not gonna work on themselves, which is fucked up,
right?
You know what I mean? Like, that's that thing I'm talking about, the negotiating table. They're not even gonna meet you at the negotiating table.
You can't wait for that. Yeah, right. You can't wait for that.
Right. And so I understand how Keith and Hemda, how they respond to their parents. A lot of people don't, because a lot of people have the privilege of having good parents. And people that have a privilege of having good parents do not understand what it's like to live with parents that are dysfunctional.
But don't forget, even the people with the dysfunctional families, they'll say, but that's my mother. Because it's a very cult-like behavior. It's very religious. It's very indoctrinated into this normal. So you do say things like, but that's my mother. It's unfathomable to not call your mother just to see how she's doing. That's not culturally acceptable, and I understand it. But, you know, it's also not understandable to leave your husband even when he was abusing you. Like, we had to learn that people, even though they're in your family, even if you married into that, that even they have to behave. We still don't know that about parents.
Right. And the thing is, for me, what I realized, Hemda, is that it's an excuse. So in order for me to let it go, this is what I had to do. I had to look at the behavior of my mom and be like, would I accept this behavior from a stranger? No. Well, then I'm not going to accept it for you. And so the thing that actually fixed our relationship is that, not trying to be funny, I had to kind of get disrespectful to her. I was like, look, this is how I feel. This is what's going on. What you're not going to do is this. What you're not going to do is that. And just had to lay it out to her. Either you're going to respect me, or put like this, you not being there is an option. And people act like you not being there is not an option. Yeah, it's an option. Right. I don't have to be here. You don't. My presence is a presence. And a lot of people, they don't believe that. I'm not going to stay in an abusive relationship just because you're related to me.
And then, see, Rod, like, you're the one who has to go to fucking therapy.
Yeah, I need a lot of help, you know, and then Karen can just get it vicariously through me. Yeah, yes. And just sending a box is not a reset button.
No, it's not.
Because you still.
By the way, I got another box.
Yeah.
You know what I'm learning about these boxes? Toblerone is shit. I remember when that was the number one can. Garbage. So Xerxes gets to eat Toblerone. And what I didn't know is, you know those Ferrero Rocher things?
Mm-hmm.
She got me a giant one. It's a bigger, it's like a size of a grapefruit. I'm saving that to open for the chat for like, because I don't even know what's in it. Is it a giant one with like lots of fudge in the middle, or is it like three of them together or something? So, you know, cheers, Mom.
She sends you snacks and food just to be like, when she sees you again, like, you put on a little weight. It's like, yep. Motherfucker, I ate the chocolate. It was delicious. Yes! You're welcome.
Yes, you're welcome. And
was I supposed to break off a piece of the Toblerone to each person in my apartment? Like, you're fucking welcome, man. Right.
And instead of them getting to the point where they have too much pride to admit that they miss you. So this is their way of saying, we actually miss you. You know, instead of doing the adult thing, which is actually phone calling, trying to mend, trying to correct.
Can I say something?
Well, just send that random gift.
I'm sorry to stay on this for so long, but like, I don't think they miss me. And you know what? That's probably harder for them to realize. They don't. I know my father doesn't. I know he's done with his fucking children. He just wants to live his life, and I get it. But I don't think my mother just doesn't want to tell people she's not speaking to her daughter. Mm. That is a socially relevant thing. Yeah. I don't think they miss me. I think I cause them heartache and fear. So I don't know. It's okay. You find a way to deal with the fact that, like, we wouldn't really talk.
They missed the
just
idea.
Not cool.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like you said, they missed the idea. It's almost like, since we don't have a relationship, we're going to pretend. And if anybody asks us about you, we're going to tell them you're doing
good. They expected Hemda to show up and be like, you know how to act now, right?
Yes, they did. And
we sent the chocolates. Did you get the chocolates?
She didn't. And they was like, wait a minute. She didn't? She didn't bow down? Nope, she didn't.
But yeah, because the hard thing to do is to talk. Sending the chocolates is not the hard thing, you know, unfortunately. But I just thought it was dope. I thought it was a great conversation. And I was like Andrew as a kid when you talked about reading books and wanting to stay. Like, why the fuck y'all want to go do this shit? Why do I got to do it? I have a book already. Has no one noticed? And then everyone's like, we're going to the beach. I'm like, what if I stay in the car? Hear me out. Read a book. And y'all go to the beach.
Yeah, and punishment. Roger used to talk about punishment. He would be fine. His brother would be losing his mind. Yeah. He'd be like, yeah, now I can read all the Marvel books.
Yeah, we get grounded. like, go to your room. I was like, books! And my brother's like, we can't do shit now. We can't replay video games. Can't go outside. I'm like, I'm lost in a tale of wonder and amusement. Right now, I'm in the Philippines. He's just like,
oh, my father would call you a word that we are not allowed to say. Oh, a couple words. Sorry. Okay, I'm going to stop.
And we also learned that we had robots versus cyborgs.
Cyborgs.
Cyborgs, yeah. We learned the difference between them.
And we really needed that.
Which would you rather be?
Andrew went on that too long. It scared me.
That was Michael for the record. But
oh,
yes.
Michael went on that too long. It was scared. It scared me.
Guy's not a robot, but he's going to send a section of him that has a nerve ending in robot wheels to France to fuck a mistress.
Like,
okay.
Yeah, I low-key blanked out. Like, he was talking so long, I just came back to it. Like, this motherfucker's still talking about robots? Like, what the fuck? This is never good when that happens. Like, whatever he just said turned into ones and zeros in my brain. What was the poll?
The poll was, based on today's episode, is Hemda. Hemda is blank about her response to her parents. Is she right or is she wrong? One person, not percent, one person said Hemda is wrong. Everybody agrees with Hemda in general. She is right to feel how she feels about her parents.
May Which, I remind way, you that at least one of my brothers have a forums account. So.
Right, is one of them. And this has been, regarding our listeners, I think a long time coming, because how long has it been, Hemda, where people were saying, Hemda, it's your parents. They just want to love you. Say you're sorry and move on.
Yeah, I don't get that anymore. I get more like, you know, I was able to let go of my parents and not take it personally and make a decision to talk to them when I can and that kind of stuff. And that's progress. I'm not saying don't talk to your parents. I know the heartache of that. I'm saying, like Karen said, this is an option and you should know that.
I think the world came around to your side too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like we didn't, when y'all started talking about this, everybody wasn't so woke and emotional and had all these fucking like,
Ron, you know, are you kidding me? I'm the Me Too bitch.
Yeah, well, yeah, well, you, not your feelings, my feelings is what I'm saying. I'm offended and I stopped listening to my shit for free. But yeah, I feel like the world came around to now you can say these things and it's not the worst thing in the world. People learn words like boundaries and fucking abuse and narcissism and shit that we just didn't even grow up with.
No, before. And also I think people actually listening to him, to Aaron going, she's actually making sense versus going, just do what you do.
I mean, I would give them that credit, except I don't think people listen to women anyway, so I'm gonna just say no.
My bad. I listen to women.
Well, you're
no. I mean, that's why the show is called The Girl. You know, you can't listen to women. But
I've also bought. It was expensive, but it's a sound plugin that untrills her voice.
Oh, that's what we need. That's what.
That's why I'm so deep.
It turns into the sexy voice. It's the only one people listen to.
Right, right. I don't.
Oh my
think
God,
my love me.
I hate my parents.
Yeah.
And across town, my parents don't love me. Daddy never cared.
Oh, man. Wrapping up the week, episode 3352, The Bonfire with...
Hold on.
Here we go.
All right, right. I might mess this up. Dan Soder. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah. Wow.
I was like, it rhymes with soda. I remember that much.
I'm so disappointed. So disappointed you got it right.
I would have loved money. Don Soder. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don Sater. Sater. Like a Sater plate.
If it didn't rhyme with soda, I probably would have said that.
I'm shocked this episode wasn't titled Talcuming Titties. I really am.
Yes!
I don't know if it came up in the writer's room.
Pattering them bitties.
I was sure. Talcum them titties came up several times, and it made me laugh every time.
I would love to hear on the forums, like, when people are like, oh, I think the show will be called this, or on Reddit or whatever. I want to know what you would have called the show, because if it's fucking something that got rejected that I came up with. Okay. I will at least feel satisfaction.
Now it's a contest.
Don't process me out.
I love Dan Soder. I love me an old school guest, but mostly I love him because there were so many skits and bits. It was like y'all were doing improv the whole show. Y'all,
for real,
every single story just turned into, and what if this happened? Like, you know, the rape guys coming by someone's house on Craigslist, the commander selling his station and then giving it to his daughter.
When Keith started going, you know, I worked at the nursing home. And then after I went to the army, I'm like, oh no, we have to bring up nursing home shit with Dan Soder because I know he's going to riff and go. And you cannot sleep when you are around Dan Soder and Jay Oakerson. Like, we went on their show and it was like, riff, riff, what else is next? What would that guy say? What would the can of soda say? What if he wasn't the can of soda? What if he was a beer? What if? And it's like, okay, I'm high enough for this. Let's do it.
It was so dope, man. Water cooler outside comedy. Like,
yeah.
It was just all just like alley oop, dunk, over and over and over again. It was so good.
I'm a COVID believer. I believe in COVID. I was like, you know what? I need to join that crew.
Yeah.
Is there a sign up sheet?
I feel like there's a lot of us and we're just very silent.
Right?
Let's fucking hope there's a lot of us. What the fuck? We have to fucking indicate this?
Yeah.
I do like hearing it back. Like, let's say I just say, because I didn't talk, I know this is stupid, but I didn't talk to Dan ahead of time about this. But I go, are you a COVID believer? And when he laughs and he's like, yeah, I know what you mean. And half this world is fucking insane. It makes me feel good. Like, I'm not that guy still thinking I'm in the Vietnam War,
yes.
You know, or you know, in Japan, the war's still going on. Yeah, that's, I'm like, oh, good. Okay, just good. I'm talking to a sane person that understands people.
It's
don't
sad that we have to check.
Yeah. Yes.
Like every guest, you have to be like, so.
Right.
Do you want to say it or do I say it?
What's in the news? What's in your news?
What have you been up to? Nothing.
So
okay,
you,
that was the correct answer. You pass.
Are you still spitting in your roommate's mouth?
No? Right. I just came from doing a concert.
Is he the vice president or the president-elect? In your world.
Yeah, how's your facts?
What is your reality?
Give us some of your facts. We'll give you some of our facts and we'll match them up. I love how you brought up that he's like, y'all were like, you doing stand-up? He's like, stand-up is basically non-essential except for our right. egos. Like,
yeah,
like, why is anyone doing this shit? Oh, man. Keith brought up breaking up right now in a pandemic means you really fucking want to break up bad.
Yes, sir.
Especially if you live together, because you are literally risking going out into a world of COVID out of your bubble.
I always feel bad. I always feel bad when Keith says that, because I'm like, no, you were just meant to break up. Don't stay together. Go out. We had movers, you know, socially distant. Let them know you have COVID and then just move out. It accelerated people's relationships so much that it makes sense to break up. And if you wait longer, you're gonna fucking kill each other because it's close quarters. Mm. Break up. Most couples should break up. This could be you.
Oh, nobody's blaming. I'm not blaming the person the way you're thinking of. I'm blaming the other person. The other person is so bad.
Yeah. Because if you can't deal,
I got to go.
Like, because basically the enemy of COVID right now is variables, right? Consistency is how you stay safe. You go, I go to the store this time, I wear a mask, I do this, I stay in the house, I do that. So any variable, whether it's moving or whatever, I really meant that shit. Like, there ain't no accidental breakups right now. This is like,
right.
We ain't supposed to be together, dog. How do I know? Because I'm about to walk out into the motherfucking Twilight Zone on your ass. I ain't coming back. Don't stay up. Promise you. I'm going to be out here risking the COVID in these streets before I fuck with you again.
I'm getting a new apartment. I don't know how that was wiped down. I'm getting, right. You know, I'm getting movers. Maybe they're compromised. I don't even know what words are anymore.
Yeah.
Never mind. I'm going to be lonely again for easily half a year at best. I'm going to want to start dating again.
Yeah. Now, when the vaccine hits, I think you're going to see a lot of frivolous breakups. People will finally be able to do, finally be able to even do the thing where you just fight. You can't even break up. You're just like, I'm going to go for a walk and not die. So,
well, people, they're going to be texting a breakup as they're taking the medicine, and then they go, all right, and you're free to go. Now, again, we're going to follow up in case we gave you the placebo. What?
Hey, and send. And send. There you go. Thanks, Doc. Appreciate you. Yes. They have the doc, they have like the mover scheduled and shit. Like just someone knocking on your door. Who the fuck is this? Oh, you don't know. You getting broke up with. Yeah. They got the vaccine.
Oh, yes, I bet. Yes.
Oh, do you think people are sitting and waiting around, and as soon as they get the shot, they was like, oh, yeah, it is time to break up. Yeah. You know, like it was like they almost had like a clock.
I think so.
Like be a careful stop clock. Because some of the shots you have to come back in 30 days.
Yeah, twice. Y'all take twice.
So what if you break up on the first shot and they're like, you shouldn't have sent that text because we got to check for antibodies and you got to get another shot in 30 days. Good luck at your home where you just sent that message.
You know how everybody says, oh, I don't believe in Valentine's Day because I like to give gifts all the time. But, you know, obviously they never do. Yeah, that's why Valentine's Day is so nerve-wracking. Just make sure you give a little something after they get the first shot. Whether it's kindness or a gift, try a little bit.
Options are open now.
Ooh,
okay.
Oh, baby, do you think they're going to have like post-COVID season, like they do cuffing season, like after everybody get their shots, everybody just be like, I've been looking at you the whole time and now you're looking sexy since I can get out from the COVID.
I honestly think we need to get in on the ground floor of building a dating app called Vaccines Only.
Come on. I'm with that. Vaccines Only.
And only people that got the vaccine can get on the site and date each other because it's going to be an open market. Okay. It's going to be two types of people in the world after that vaccine hit. It's going to be the people that might got the COVID and the people with the vaccine. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I think right now there's a lot of age grooming.
Yeah. Of age grooming.
Yeah, I think, you know, usually grooming is like you catch them young and you try to trick them until they're of age. But like right now, people are putting in their little feelers and like, yeah, right, what am I hearing now? April, May? Okay.
You're on dating apps getting to actually know people now, right? You know, because you can't meet them. So now people are like using Tinder to be like, actually, what is your favorite color? Right. We definitely not fucking until I get this vaccine. So, and then also finding out that some friendships aren't how you thought they were because of the pandemic.
Right.
Because there are people where you're like, oh, I thought we were closer than that. But apparently, no.
You realized that you was number 10.
I cut my roster down to my MySpace top 9. And fam, I got to tell you something. I haven't been keeping up with your shit at all.
Mm-hmm. You didn't make the cut.
Try harder in June.
Working at the old folks home, powdering titties, hilarious commentary.
Yes.
But also, like, I couldn't decide if it was creepy to do it or fucked up to not do it. That's how fucked up the situation was. Because, like, old ladies want their titties powdered.
Right. You can be like, no, you have to get a woman.
Like, you don't, like, you know what it's like the Boy Scouts. Don't hire a person that want to feel them titties.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to hire a person that's like, I got to go feel these old titties. Because if you hire somebody that's like, ooh, old titties, you know they're going to
be a problem.
They're going to go too far.
Well, they would play themselves in the interview, I think. Like, yeah, you guys have to powder titties? Like, I wouldn't even think you have to powder titties. How the fuck would you know that?
I wouldn't even ask that question. I'm like,
you don't know to Google it. It doesn't come up on nurse's assistant responsibilities under Bing. You wouldn't even know. It'd be like a pervert.
Now people know because of you.
Right.
They come in with their own powder.
Right. You come in with
free powder. What kind you like, ladies?
I put Vaseline and powder on the interview desk. I'm like, now, here's my resume. There wasn't 1% of me going, tits.
I volunteered at an old folks home when I was in high school for this internship I had. We didn't have to do anything with titties, but I had to shave people. And I'm like, where
their faces?
I had no training. Like, I was not old enough to shave. And I was putting a razor to old, shaky, jittery people's necks, man. I'm like, what is happening to the old people in this house?
Oh my God.
I had to do that too. And that wasn't in my week of training. They're like, all right, shave this guy. And you're trying to, but they're 80, 90 or more. There's so many wrinkles on the face. You got to figure out how to stretch the face to shave them. It's never close enough. They think they're going to a fucking ballroom gown show. So they're, it's never close enough for them. I'm like, I promise you're good. I don't know how to do better.
Like, what?
I'm not a barber.
Like, yeah. What old hoes are y'all trying to impress, dog? It's over. Y'all are in here
trying to get sexy for Gertrude.
It's a wrap, buddy. Like, I'm just trying to help you get the stubble off your face. I'm not here to give you a motherfucking number five or whatever the fuck is on the barbershop wall. Oh my God, it was so. I thought I was gonna cut somebody, man. Like, it was, yeah. It was too much for me, dude. I don't know how you work there more than even the week and day that you work, because I couldn't do it, man.
Thank you. You know what? I forgive you for that tub mess. That's, yeah. I appreciate it.
Thanks,
that.
Man.
I didn't mean what I said.
I do like the training. I know you didn't really mean it. I do like the training, though. I do like the training, though. That was like, so kill the old person and smother him with a pillow? What's wrong here? What did they do wrong in this video?
Do you shoot him in the face? Do you stab him in the neck? Do you cut a leg off?
Oh, Mally's got his hand up. Oh, no. We've never had anyone this smart.
You got the job.
We normally take two out of three.
Right. Like, motherfucker, you're a nurse. Congratulations, Mr. Mally.
Burn him with an iron? No. That's right. Wow. This guy is all H's over here. Y'all need to step up and get like my man Mally.
It must be his upbringing.
So we talked about the commander, my radio boss, and the poll was, do or did you have a boss that made the news in a bad way? 19% say yes.
That's high.
Shit. Wow. 19%?
19%.
That's high.
Yeah.
The next poll will be, should your boss be in the news for bad things?
Yeah. He was set up. He was framed. Oh man, that's sad. Well,
wow.
All right. Well, y'all did also bring up pissing in the radiator, and there was a crossover. I can't believe two people had that same story.
Mm-hmm.
That
what my brother and Dan. Yeah.
What are the fucking odds of that shit?
Who would even think about doing that?
Two people pissed in the radiator.
There's our poll, right?
Yeah. That's what 19% of people's bosses did. And now they're in jail. All right. The last thing before we get out of here, Silent Trailers Kickstarter video.
Mm-hmm.
Has everyone seen this that is listening to the sound of my voice?
I hope you have. It was a lot of fun.
Because from my understanding, everyone that's listening to this would be behind the paywall.
Yes.
You know, and the Kickstarter is right there. You can just go right on the Kickstarter. Keith and the Girl /Kick. And just check it out. It was adorable.
Wasn't it, though?
I won't give away any spoilers on who wins or loses.
But
the production value was so good.
Yeah.
Because we get to see the trailer as him to see the trailer.
That was when you watch it this funnest. Way. Because I was looking, I was like, oh, she is nowhere close.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in a bad way. But I was right.
I'm starting to understand how our brain works a little bit, because sometimes she'll be like, New Line Cinema. And then in my mind, I'm like, why the fuck does New Line Cinema matter? Most people don't even know that, but that's how trailers are.
Yeah.
Trailers are like Paramount, New Line Cinema.
Yeah. She's just describing what she sees.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, because I'm like, did she do research? Like, she don't know who Tom Cruise is, but then she knows New Line Cinema made this fucking movie. But it's because it's in the trailer, duh.
Yes, yes. And me and Roger watch a lot of trailers. That's one thing I do miss about the movies, because we always love the trailers. So I guess my perception of what I would describe in yours, because it's like, colors, a bunch of colors. I was like, she's actually telling the truth.
And Keith, came to try to win this thing. Like, I knew what was up. Soon as I watched, his game face was on, he had on sleeves, mm-hmm. and I said, this is for all the marbles.
Yes.
Okay. He was going up against a monster, because, you know, Doug loves movies.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned production. Xerxes has been editing that, and he learned how to put me in that bubble thing. Like, this has...
It's the cutest.
Yeah. This is the first time he's doing a lot of these edit moves. He's learned it this year. And so I'm so glad you mentioned that. Shout out to Xerxes.
Yeah.
I thought he did a great job.
And it's like a 20-minute video at tops. Like, it's like an adorable speed round.
Yes.
For all the marbles, for the crown, for the king of silent trailers. And honestly, I'm not going to spoil it, but you don't want to miss this, y'all. So I'm going to say.
So fun. It's so good.
I would like to actually play Keith again in silent trailers, but I want to do the edited version where I can see the trailer that him just looking at. And then I guess.
But do you remember there was one where Henda gave Andrea the answers ahead of time and I didn't know that and I still beat her?
Yeah. How's that possible? How's that possible?
Because she was trying to be cool about it. She's like, well, I can't get it in the first second. And Keith's like, I can.
Yeah. You just got to start off running, man. That's it.
Yeah. Right.
Keith baffled over there.
There have been times where I said, like, you know, 1992, Sundance. And Keith's like, this.
Yeah.
Because he knows. He knows where he was in 1992. He knows how many movies came out. Like, if it's an artsy film. Like, he knows a lot. But Doug Benson is... you know, on par with this knowledge. I mean, Doug Benson, I think, knows, you know, who produced it and who, like, the intricacies. Sometimes he knows the grip. Like, he really does know his shit. So, and he's so patient when I say stuff like, oh, this is for sure Tom Selleck, and it ends up being that other guy.
I mean, what?
It's not Elijah Wood. It
he's like,
sense.
I'm high as hell anyway, okay? All of them are Tom Selleck to me.
You don't understand. When people are like, oh, how did you even do that? I will go to Xerxes and be like, tell me these two people don't look the same. Tell me. Tom Selleck and the other one?
Yeah. Burt Reynolds and Tom Selleck. They do favor.
Yeah, because we have a running joke on our show. Roger has white woman blindness, where a lot of white actresses actually look alike to him.
I have that issue because the problem is their blonde hair is exactly the same blonde hair. I've been watching The Politician. And there's the girlfriend and the other woman. And I'm like, are we talking to the same person right now? I can't tell the difference. I remember The Hills. I never saw The Hills. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I would watch a commercial. And I'm like, you're telling me that you can tell the difference between these women? They have the same hairstyle. They have the same coloring. But like, it's not real. So they contour their makeup to have the same face.
I watched the whole second or last season of Jessica Jones, and swear to God, I thought that white woman that's her best friend was like this completely different actress from Daredevil the whole fucking season. I was like, this character makes no fucking sense. She was completely different a year ago. And then like I was talking about on Twitter, and someone was like, that's not the same actress. And I went and found their pictures and put it on Twitter. I was like, that's not the same actress. I stand by my point.
Did you
Elijah
guys...
Wood and which one is Harry Potter? There's an Elijah Wood one. There's
same dude. Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, are they same not the dude. Same person?
Same fucking dude.
Holy shit.
Hollywood hires the same fucking dude to do different shit. We're going to find out Hollywood got like six actors in it.
Yeah, Tom Cruise and that guy who looks exactly like him, who I'll never know.
He's in all the funny shit though, but he's look like Tom Cruise.
Yes!
Fuck, he's a writer too. He does smart movies. Yeah, same dude. It's like one degree of separation between those people, and they're like, this dude gets totally different millions of dollars. How?
But that's why they get paid so much. They're seven people. Rod, did you see The Undoing with Naomi Watts and Emma Stone?
No, I haven't seen it yet. Those also two white women that are the same women. All right, that's it for this week on Last Week on Keeping the Girl. Next week, Karen will be solo dolo.
Yay!
You know, I was here. I know we got very fucking controversial.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I'll make sure we have someone like Kumail Nanjiani so she can enjoy.
Yes.
I'm gonna tear that to pieces.
Ninja.
Yeah. Hari Kundabalu.
Yes. Yes. Let's get Phoebe Robinson. Let's do it. Let's do it. But yeah, you know, that's it for this week. Karen, I don't know if you're going to do some type of song thing. I normally don't.
Yeah, I stopped doing it. I sound terrible at singing, and no matter who I sound like, it just sound like a southern version of the person.
Okay. All right. Well, that's it. We're out, y'all. We appreciate y'all listening. We'll see y'all next week on Last Week on Keith and the Girl. The Commander is out.
Peace.